Y otro que habló sin pelos en la lengua fue Bernie Moreno. Escuchémoslo.
The president there is a rabid socialist. The people of Colombia can't stand the guy. They're going to get rid of him in the next election. But look, at the end of the day, this is very simple. It was criminal illegal aliens that were being shipped back. By their own constitution, Colombia is required to take them back. And at the last minute, this guy at 3 o'clock in the morning refuses to allow the plane to come in. Totally disgraceful, total slap in the face against America. Look, he thought Biden was still in office. Because at the end of the day, had Biden been in office and not President Donald J. Trump, we probably would have accepted it. But President Trump, while playing golf between hole three and hole four, says, hey, listen, this is what you want to do. Here's a list of the things we'll do to you. The guy folded like a cheap suit, tried to alpha male Trump and say, hey, I'll send my presidential jet. Well, President Trump made it clear you're going to accept every single criminal illegal. Because we've done a lot for Colombia. And again, let me emphasize, the people of Colombia love America, love President Trump, hate Petro. He's out of there next year. And this shows that we have to use America's strength, economic strength, to get our agenda and strength around the world projected. I'm going to introduce a bill here in the Senate to give the tools to President Trump legally to say, hey, look, we have this ready. So if something like this happens in any other nation, we're going to go after you, not just the country, but the individuals and target.
Bueno, y ahí decía Bernie Moreno que el presidente de Colombia es un socialista, que Colombia o los ciudadanos del país no lo soportan, que en las próximas elecciones vamos a salir de él. Dice que al final del día la situación es bastante simple y es que fueron criminales ilegales alienígenas los cuales trataban de regresar al país y Colombia constitucionalmente debe recibirlos y a último minuto este señor a las 3 a.m. prohíbe entrar el avión a Colombia, es un insulto a los Estados Unidos, nos dice que Petro creía que era Biden quien seguía en el cargo, pero pues esto no es algo que Donald Trump vaya a aceptar, nos dice que Donald Trump simplemente pues hace sus reglas y pues lo que quería Petro es mandar su jet presidencial y pues el mensaje fue muy claro al presidente Petro, nos dice que la gente de Colombia ama a los Estados Unidos, odia al presidente Petro, va a salir, insiste, el otro año del poder y tienen que implementar los Estados Unidos la fuerza para imponer su agenda y le va a dar a Donald Trump las herramientas legales para que el país pueda adelantar las medidas que sean necesarias.